Today is Monday, September 14th, and I'm interviewing Bob Romine. So where did you grow up, Bob?
In Des Moines, Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived there until I went out of college.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always looking at going up to the other state. When I was younger, we had a family up there in Wisconsin, and that's where we had relatives, okay? So at that time, we were going up, and at that time, we were up there quite a bit, up there in Wisconsin, and I had good times at the time, but as the years went by, we faded away because I was back down here in Des Moines, mm-hmm. Iowa, and up there,
mm-hmm.
and anyway. After I got out of high school, well, that's when I moved over to Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I've been since then. And it's been pretty good for me.
What did you do for a living?
Well, I was in
you know,
it's dealing with money. You know, I was,
yes.
It paid off for me. This was a good deal where I got to get a lot of training into other areas that I moved around a couple times in different companies.
Okay.
You know, the thing that happened, like I came up to one of the countries, or mm-hmm. one of the companies
mm-hmm.
that was being bought out.
Mm-hmm.
And that controller is what I was, the controller.
Oh, that's an important job.
Yeah, and the controller that was in that job got fired. They changed the guy that was there for me. So I took in the job. I felt kind of uneasy because I took this guy's job. But he knew that's the way it is. So it didn't feel so bad. And it wasn't too long after that, maybe about four years or so, the same thing came to me. And so I'm off. Bought them out. Me, I'm out. When they get the company, they want their own person that they have there to keep in the money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened to me. So,
what advice do you have for someone in that position?
Yeah, well, it's not going to deal with it. It's going to be done. And the best thing to do is start looking for another job as soon as they could. And that's what I did that last time. And I was getting my job. And it didn't hurt me because I got a job. And I was actually, I got my job. And I was done. And they didn't want me to leave right at that time. But it's too late. I didn't care. I got my job. I'm done. And so that was how it works.
Yes.
You know, it's on the money making. The owners, they really don't want the same guy that was doing it before. They want their man, and it's out. So that's the way it goes there.
Right.
So anyway, I got a good share of things to do. But now, you know, I'm retired because I've been out of that now, and I'm enjoying it.
Any particular hobbies that you particularly like? Any hobbies?
Well, as far as hobbies, building things, my savior, I guess, I think, is I deal with the weights. I do 500 pounds is my top leg shames. You got to put your legs up there on a 500 pound and you push it up and push it up 15 times. And that takes me out.
Yes.
And I do that twice a day. And it wears me. But it's a good wear. It's not knocking me out or anything, but boy, it really helps. Because I'm not getting myself killed, but I am really surprised myself at what I was able to do. Because, you know, I'm 170 pounds, and I'm trying to pick up 500 pounds on my legs. And I didn't have the slightest idea that I could do it.
How did you work your way up to that? That's a
yes, you're right. I do work it up. You cannot just go from here to there. And that's what I've been doing. I've been doing athletics like that for a long time. So I've built up to it at this point. And I do it well. And I'm surprised that I'm still doing it. But I sit there and, man, there's nobody else that does it. You know, and they got 500 pounds picking up. And I'm the only one I've seen do it is me for that. Yeah. So anyway, that's my glory to my house. And there's probably some other guys in there too that can do it. But
any advice to any young people who would like to follow in your footsteps and do that themselves? What would you tell them to do?
Build yourself up. You don't jump in and try to do it to show off. Because if you do, you may be able to string, you could lose it. So you got to be careful about what you're doing with those weights, because you can get hurt. And that I've been doing with weights for a long time. You know, when I was back in the grade school, you know. I was always doing athletic stuff like that to do, and well, I kept up with it. I feel good. So that's one thing, you know, I can do by myself. Mm-hmm. You know, I can sit there and be very satisfied by what I'm doing, and I feel good. And if I keep doing it, I think I'll just feel better. And I am not trying at this point to get bungalows of, you know, these guys that are really giants. I'm not that good. I mean, 170 pounds doesn't do it with the 500 pounds, but I can do that on the one things that I'm able to. So, the advantage of it is one thing, you got the quest to go and do it by myself. I don't go around showing off or anything. It's all in my action. And I feel good when I know I've done it right. And nobody else knows. And I keep getting a little better, a little better. And I feel satisfied. And I like it. Now, that's not the only thing I do. I do...
Anything else you
want to
talk about?
Well, let's see. I don't know what my favorite thing is after that. Walking myself. We're only a few blocks away from the Forest Preserve, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And this I do with my wife. You know. Mm-hmm. We go down with the... and drive the car over, park it, and then we go into the Forest Preserve and we walk.
Mm-hmm.
And we walk and walk. And it's really fun because we don't have any extra large hills to go up, so we're not beating ourselves up, but we're walking and... we've got a good pace. We've got things in it. You know, the woods are just fun. We like that. And we even sometimes we'll go into the other, well, you got sidewalks in on them. And you have other areas where they've got, it's more like a walking on the a dirt road, you know, and you go off the track and you can go into the woods if you want to. And I do that with my wife because she didn't want to go into the woods. But all the trails, they're all cement and that stuff, and it's good walking. So that keeps her good, and so I can walk with her too. So that's one thing I like to do, to have her with me.
Oh.
It really helps we stay together. We like it.
What was your first date? Do you remember?
Well, actually, she fixed up a girl for me because my cousin had a friend, and he was a friend of my wife that before that. But anyway, she fixed me up with another girl. And I didn't like it too much. And I was lucky. Because she's a pretty good looking woman. And she set me up for the girl. And I was lucky enough, talked to her, got her into take me for her a wife. I felt pretty good then, because she was pretty good looking. She stayed with me.
Wonderful. How long have you been married?
50 years.
Oh, congratulations. Congratulations. That's a real landmark.
Yeah. Heck, I've got 72 years, man. She's right up there. I'm lucky that way. Yeah, I got 5 kids with her.
Are your children all in the area?
Yeah. Good. So we're good that way. I'm glad of that. So that's doing fine. So.
Well, I was delighted. That is really an accomplishment, being able to lift 500 pounds. That's really impressive.
Yeah, I like it. I don't brag about it, but I just feel like doing something, you know.
Right. Do you think any of your kids will be able to do that someday? Or lift 500 pounds? Do you have any sons?
Oh, yeah, I've got to have one son who's he's a muscle man. But I don't think he picked up my 500 pounds either yet. So I've got one up on him yet. But otherwise, he's really, really strong. So then I got other sons, I should say. And what if I got one daughter? Yeah, one daughter and the rest boys.
Uh-huh.
And she's my special one because there's only one girl and there's no jealousy. Right. And I just got a real, real kick with her. She's just a beautiful girl. And all the boys, well, we had one boy that died. That was the down. So I couldn't get over that.
Hard thing.
But the rest has just been great.
Oh. Wonderful.
So I'm grateful to God. Yeah.
Any advice for your children? Because you've had a wonderful, happy marriage for 50 years. Any advice for your, I'm sure it's had its ups and downs, but any advice for your children now?
Oh, I'm you know, they got a pretty good handle on themselves now. You know, they're all grown up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they don't have to come to me for, what should I do? They know more better than me. I think I'll start going to them than have to. I think all their kids are at one time, you know. And where are they? It goes so fast. But they're still there. They've done their thing. They're doing good. Well, I'm lucky. My wife has been my best. That's the best part of it, my wife. Can't tell her how much I love her. She does pretty good.